Anyone who's ever ordered a cake with writing on it, feel this pain. We've all, well, you need to think about it. Have you seen the viral TikTok cake from Walmart?
No.
No, what is this?
Well, it's how you give the instructions. If you write it a certain way, however you write it, it's how that person decorating the cake 12 hours later or 10 hours later is going to write it on the cake. And there's this cake that went viral. It says Aries Baby in black icing. And underneath it says in small cursive, it says small cursive middle of cake. Because that's, because that's what was written. And there's a box. If you order a cake that way and you're not just telling someone, you're writing it, they are supposed to literally follow your instructions. So it was supposed to be a cake with Aries Baby, and the direction was lowercase cursive middle of cake. Anyway, so Aries Baby was in block letters, by the way, on this TikTok. And I sort of have you ever done anything like that when ordering a cake? A mistake?
Not like that.
That was your fault?
No.
If it's your... I say it's your fault. It's the customer's fault if you didn't communicate clearly.
Well, you're right, because you don't want people just, you know, miscellaneously interpreting whatever you put in there.
No.
What you put in there is
supposed to be what?
Yeah, so they're not supposed to question it.
When I hand the sheet back, I let them read it and say, "Is everything clear?"
Oh, nice.
Because it's like check and balance. I'm concerned about that stuff.
Right. Yeah. I did it recently last year for Phoebe's birthday. You don't know this because everybody thought it was. They didn't know it was an accident. So at the place, it was a grocery store. I said, "I want you to put happy birthday, Phoebes." And I spelled it out. And I said, "This is her nickname. Her name is Phoebe." And he was like, "Okay, yeah." He was a young man. He was like, "Okay." I said, "It's P-H-E-E-B-S." And I put, you know, in parentheses or whatever. And I think, I don't think I wrote it, but I said, you know, it's Phoebes. I did the air quotes.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Okay, great." And the cake had Phoebes, happy birthday Phoebes in air quote, like in the quotes. Yeah. And I was like, I almost tried to take those off of the cake. But I understand I didn't say a word to him because it was my fault.
Sure.
It was how I communicated.
What did Phoebe say?
She liked it.
Oh.
It was fine with her.
It's cute, and that's an easy one to blend if you change your mind, right? I mean, you can fix that.
You put a candle on top of it.
It was her nickname. Right. So anyway, you can check out the Walmart cake. It's viral on TikTok. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has three things to know at 6:50.
Coming up next, a message for the food dude from Juan about the New York-style pizza.
Text or call us. 877-310-4MSJ.
Love hearing from you. You can also send us email anytime at murphysamandjody.com. This is from Juan. It is for the food dude.
Oh, that's me.
I was listening to you.
Sam.
The food dude said Domino's is introducing a New York style pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the news, food dude. They already had the Brooklyn style pizza.
That's what I was thinking of when I mentioned it the other day. Yeah.
That is a foldable thin crust pizza cut into big slices. They must have just renamed it because we used to order the Brooklyn style all the time.
Juan. Glad you mentioned that, Juan. You know, as the food dude, I take this seriously. And I, okay. When it's you asked that, Murphy, about the New York pizza, it's like, well, yeah, that's true. So I looked it up.
Yes.
It's Brooklyn pizza is what it's called.
Okay.
And I went and I used my Domino's app.
Oh, nice.
Good
brought
for
it
you.
Up.
Came in handy again, didn't
Brooklyn
it?
Brooklyn pizza is no longer on there. It's changed to New York style.
So it is the same thing?
Well, I also did a little Googling here,
because
that's always reliable.
Yeah.
And the New York style pizza, they say the difference is it was crispy. The whole pizza was crispy, you know, thin and crispy. The Brooklyn style, they're saying the inside, you can fold it, is softer. Whereas the edge is more crispy.
That is where the money
is. I think it's
a technicality.
Technicality and probably a load of stuff, you know.
No, it's not. Okay. I think there's something
to Brooklyn,
that.
New York, hello.
No, but there can be different styles in different areas and boroughs, right?
Yeah.
I love a foldable piece of pizza, which means I really like it to be soft.
Oh, you should try the new Staten Island pizza from Domino's. Why not?
Okay, stop it. Anyway, thank you for that, Juan. We love hearing from you.
We also have Grady calling. What's going on?
I was listening to the caller that had the rude checkout person at the gas station.
Yeah.
And that, you know, unfortunately, that's more common than not anymore.
Unfortunately,
but I found out the best thing to do is just be as nice and sweet and polite as you can. And when you leave, say, "I hope you have a much better day than it's going right now." And then sometimes I'll throw in, you have a blessed day, but sometimes that seems to make them madder.
So I know.
Really?
Write that down, Sam.
I don't always do that. You know, maybe it'll give them a little food for thought and they'll be nicer to the next person.
Maybe so.
Thank you, Grady. We appreciate the call.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
I'm going to take you guys back to a show that was on Animal Planet, and it was in the early 2000s, and it was their most watched show. And now 20 years later, we're getting an animated Meerkat Manor.
Blissfully unaware of their enemies nearby. Mm. These dangerous rivals normally live on the boundary of Whisker territory.
I don't remember this.
Oh my gosh, I remember seeing
you, but the part of the joy of Meerkat Manor was that they were real and they did real things.
Well, they,
if this is animated, it's...
I know, but they are going to base it. It's, they're going to use photoreal animation. They're doing it's getting a movie.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it's going to be really cool. It's going to be the kind of animation that feels like you could reach out and touch it.
Uh-huh.
And, but the stories are cool. I love shows like that. Because it, you know, it's good for you to spend time out in nature.
Yeah, I like
the, does something
to real
you.
Thing, yeah,
the real thing, yeah.
Bring back the Kratt Brothers. Time for Zaboomafoo. A reboot there.
I love that too. But Meerkat Manor's cool, guys.
Since
I promise.
It's animated, Timon and Pumbaa going to make an appearance?
Why not?
Is this a Disney thing? Or?
I think it's not a Disney thing, but I think the reason that Meerkat Manor, it was well told and the stories were fascinating and the photography was beautiful in this show, but you were interested in it because you got familiar with meerkats thanks to The Lion King.
Yeah.
Right? Anyway, Meerkat Manor, the animated movie, is in development.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
You've heard of Ozempic pregnancies, but find out why they are harder than regular pregnancies on the way. There are a lot of women right now who are having some rough parts of their pregnancies, especially the first trimester, because you've heard about them. You've heard the term Ozempic babies, but it's not just that drug. It's any of the hormone-based weight loss drugs. Wegovy is one of them. Mm. I guess Ozempic, just that name gets thrown around the most, but there are several of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very popular for weight loss. And
right
they're
now,
hormone-based. Okay, so we know that there are pregnancies, unplanned pregnancies that are happening to a lot of families, a lot of women who are on these drugs because they're hormone based. They get your hormones in order, and therefore that means metabolically and oops, pregnant.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to get pregnant. I didn't think I could get pregnant.
Because
that happens.
Pregnancy is a hormonal thing.
Right.
Yeah.
And apparently these drugs also weaken birth control, which is also a hormonal thing. So you got two things going on
here.
Kind
of interfere or interact with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
And now we're hearing that, especially in the first trimester with these unplanned pregnancies, not only are they, dealing with that, to me, it's already the biggest thing that ever, the biggest game changer in life you ever have is to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
It just is. And so for that to be news, okay, here I am, and then the first thing that your doctor, your OBGYN, is going to say is, okay, you need to stop taking this medicine now. And so back up, rewind to any patient who is on these medicines, the hormone-based weight loss drugs. When it's time to get off, doctors are weaning them slowly. You need a little bit less this month, a little bit less this week.
Not just cold turkey.
Right. But when you're pregnant and it's a surprise pregnancy, they're like, okay, we need to take you off this right now. So the quick cold turkey, like you called it, brings on some insane cravings, more so than regular. Apparently, a lot of women are reporting insane food cravings.
Your cravings have been suppressed because you've been taking the drug, and the drug goes away. I guess all of it comes back. I've heard that before, that a lot of these kind of, you know, drugs, it's one of those where if you don't make the lifestyle change to go with it, you will rebound in a very quick way because your body goes back to doing what it's supposed to do, right?
Right.
Normally.
I'm assuming you can't stay on this forever.
I
don't know
the answer to that question, but if you're pregnant, you're not supposed to be on it, which is why the insane cravings on top of already normal pregnancy cravings.
Coming up next,
Jody has three things to know today.
Here's three things to know today.
Brought to you by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, there's a new scam coming to a phone near you, maybe yours.
Oh,
it's the Can You Hear Me scam. Have you heard about this? You pick up the call, you get asked, can you hear me? And then you say yes.
Yeah.
And they're on the line pretending to be like a government official or a bank rep or whoever. And they get you saying yes. your response has been recorded. They can use it to charge stuff or whatever. So be aware of the can you hear me scam. Come up with something else or hang up or don't answer.
Yeah.
Number two, there's a stretch of palindrome dates coming later this month. A 10-day stretch. Did you hear about this?
Have
you
No.
known? Yeah. Well, a palindrome is a word or a number that reads the same forwards and backwards.
Right.
Like race car,
taco cat.
I know. So starting on April 20th, it's 4/20/24 all the way through 4/29/24.
Wow.
And by the way, the Farmer's Almanac considers palindrome dates to be very lucky. Aw. Huh. And number three, the Swifties of the world are worried there's a new album leak of the Tortured Poets Department, which is coming Friday.
Tomorrow, yeah.
There was this big thing last night that blew up, supposedly a stolen Google Drive that contained the entire 17-song list. Mm. But it is not. It's like AI-generated. Somebody tried to scam it and get everybody up in arms.
Yeah.
The real album leaks or drops
tonight at midnight.
You're in the know. Three things to know today. Social media connect.
Instagram, Facebook, jump in with us there. We also love to get emails from you. This is one from Dawn, and it's addressed to Murphy and Sam. Why is it
Well, I don't know. Maybe
there is
Okay. You're right.
In fact,
that's negative thinking. I should approach this positively.
Well, you just should be honored, honestly. Someone took the time,
thought
of you, and wrote something.
Wrote in to tell us what we did wrong.
Absolutely not.
No.
That's me.
No.
Those are the ones I get. All right, from Dawn. Dear Murphy and Sam, I am working on trying to quit drinking.
Oh.
Do you have any advice? I'm not sure I want to quit, and I think that has been my big roadblock.
Well, I think that's the main phrase right there.
That is. What is your first thought at that question for Dawn?
Because of that line, it's until you're ready to quit.
You're not
whatever
gonna.
You do is not going to work.
Yeah. I wish we could know more, but this is an email.
It's tough to know, the question about how deep the problem, if it's a problem, or if it's just because you just want to quit for, health reasons or whatever.
Right.
If it's overtaking your life and it's something you're choosing over the things that you do in your day-to-day activity, then, there are all sorts of great resources. And everybody's heard of AA. There are plenty of great, in and outpatient programs that you can follow medically.
Right.
And even just to talk it over with a friend, see if you can get an honest assessment from somebody if they think you've got a problem.
The thing about it is, I feel like if you are, somewhere deep down in you whether you really need to quit or not.
Yeah.
I don't feel like that's a gray area.
The fact that Dawn reached out means somewhere deep down inside she does want to quit.
Right.
She does want to do this.
Right.
Just going back to that line again, I'm not sure I want to quit. That may be a mental thing. If you are visualizing, I'm not sure I want to quit because this is a lifetime completely.
Oh, right.
This goes back to that one day at a time thing.
Right.
Don't try to encompass. Don't try to, in your
project
head.
Project out.
Think of everything. It's just go one day at a time.
Yeah, that's the best advice. Yeah.
I mean, it's a cliche thing among alcoholics, but it is. It's one day at a time.
Sadly, thinking about stopping was not enough for me, and it took the wrong thing to make me, quit. I had to acknowledge it at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, you do this one more time, this could be even worse.
Yeah.
And so it's just a slippery slope. When you're at that stage where you're trying to question whether you should quit or not, it's very easy to rationalize around that.
Right.
So maybe the best advice is just to try it for one day.
Yeah.
Start there and see where it goes.
Ooh, good stuff, you guys. See, aren't you glad that came in from Dawn?
Yeah.
I love it. You can email us anytime, murphysamandjody.com.
Sam's Got Music News.
Brought to you by Boot Barn.
We are one day away from what Taylor Swift told us back at the Grammys.
My brand new album comes out April 19th. It's called The Tortured Poets Department.
Yeah.
I'm going to go and post the cover.
Nice.
All right, you do that. We'll wait for the album coming out at midnight tonight, Eastern, by the way.
Oh, nice.
Which Pacific works out to 9 p.m. So.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I got a day early.
Right. I've read reviews or heard reviews that this album, lyrically, is going to make her even more of a big deal, if anybody can believe that.
Yeah, she's been leaving lyric clues on social media and other places. She even has this temporary 3-day pop-up library that opened up in the Grove in L.A.
Yeah.
Where Swifties or anybody can go and look around, and there's clues all over as to stuff like there's a globe and there's a pin in Miami,
Right.
And she's got a song on the new album called Florida with Florence and the Machine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, see, I told you. So anyway.
Okay.
You got that.
I love the quiz stuff that she's done, the teasers.
She does it for the fans.
Yeah, it's really cool.
It comes from her brain naturally, but it's just like, give it away.
This is really cool. She had a giant QR code painted on the side of a building in Chicago.
Right, I saw
and
that.
You're supposed to click it, and then it's going to go to a video. Well, the people that are clicking it now, it goes to
an error message.
But the word error types letter by letter, like, so you know she set up the error message.
And it'll be the video. It'll be the first music video once you click it again.
Yeah. So that's tomorrow, midnight tonight. All right, the fan ballot is now closed for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. It was supposed to close on the 26th, but they moved up the date to the 15th without telling anybody, or they told people, but it's like,
okay,
I don't know why.
Did Ozzy win the fan vote?
I'm going to give you the top three here in the fan vote.
Fine. Okay.
Coming in at number three.
Oh, Foreigner. Okay.
Foreigner, yeah. Kind of coming in at number two in the fan vote, Peter Frampton.
Okay.
Yes. And still at number one, as they have been most of the time in the fan vote, Dave Matthews Band.
Ozzy's, what happened to Ozzy?
Ozzy's at number four.
So he has no chance?
No. Now keep in mind, the top five here go on one ballot. And that ballot gets counted along with the 1,000 other ballots with the Hall of Fame voters. So this is only a 0.111%.
Yeah.
Okay.
It just means the fans didn't turn out for Ozzy like they should have.
Doesn't move the meter.
No, does not at all.
That's a relief.
And they're going to announce the winners or the inductees this Sunday during American Idol.
Ah.
Cool.
Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
The latest buzz. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Remember the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Take a bag and get you checked into Frisco.
Nick, we can't afford this.
So your family is rich?
We're comfortable.
That is exactly what a super rich person would say.
Okay, so this comedy love story was based on a book, Kevin Kwan's book. It's basically a story about the clash between young love and old money, if you will.
It was a funny movie.
It is a fun, funny movie. The word is, it's going to get its own Broadway musical.
Oh.
Okay?
See, that would work.
And the director, John Chu, is the guy who's also has worked from the movie version to the Broadway musical of Wicked. So he knows how to do this.
Hmm.
It's fun when you love a movie like that.
And
you can only experience a movie that you love so many times. And it becomes comfort food. But this is another new way. I mean, Mean Girls is an example.
Yeah.
You know, being able to experience it in a different way. So Broadway musical, break out into song, same story.
Yep.
Once it does well on Broadway for a while, then it'll be a traveling show.
No, then it'll be a movie of the musical of the movie.
Oh, yeah. That trips me up.
And then there'll be the animated series about the musical.
That trips me up every time. But to get you ready, I mean, it brings it back into the forefront. Read the book or check the movie out again.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Can't wait to tell you about my major life change. It involves selling my house. I have a Sam secret to unveil to everybody, and before I do, I want everybody to hear this correctly.
You're not dating.
No, well, yeah, that's true.
Or getting married again. Okay, that's
all right, now we're really going down roads. No, this is about something way down the road. This is not, you know, in the next couple of weeks, retirement.
Oh,
I've started.
Good.
I've been looking at, I've been sucked into TikTok and Instagram for camper vans. You know what a camper van is?
It's
a little longer than a regular van. Sprinter vans is what they are, a little taller, and they're just decked out as like an RV, but it's van size. When the time comes, I can travel and live anywhere I want.
And I live in a van down by the river.
There, too. I can live by the river if I wanted to.
I saw one of those the other day that you're talking about. They're interesting looking because they are a little bit taller.
Yeah.
So I guess there's room to stand up because you're 6 foot what?
6'1".
Yeah.
You don't need to bump your head in the house. Yeah.
There are concerns I have that. And, you know, will I get claustrophobic after 2 weeks in there? These are really surprisingly loaded, the ones I've seen. I'm not selling you one. Boy, these babies loaded out. You know, they have a little sink, a little one or two burner stove, a little microwave, a little fridge.
It's all you need.
A little bathroom.
I think most people are enamored by that. I mean, because I've always seen like the RVs as being kind of appealing. I know Jody doesn't want to roll where she doesn't want to sleep where she rolls.
I don't want to sleep where I've been all day on the road.
Right. But I don't know. Ever since I was a kid, I always thought a decked out van with a kitchen or whatever was a cool thing.
And just kinda, you don't mean the 70s kind with the shag all over and the bubble windows.
Well,
huh?
I knew somebody that had a little sink in there, so I don't know what it was used for.
Well, it makes you feel like you're playing house when you're a kid. But so. Okay.
I'm in infatuation stage right now. I've done no research. I'm just looking at it so much on TikTok. The algorithm is starting to feed it to me.
Oh, yeah.
So
that's all you're going to see.
Constant.
It would become a new lifestyle.
Yeah.
It's a lifestyle. Would you sell your home or would you always have a place to go home if it.
I haven't gotten that far yet. I might sell the home and buy an apartment, you know, as the home base, something smaller.
So you need to check out the realities of going to campgrounds and emptying septic tanks.
Ooh.
And
prices, you know, the annual maintenance fee.
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, they'll use diesel or regular fuel, all that kind of stuff.
It's exciting, though, to have something to, you know, look forward to.
Yeah.
It's exciting to have some sort of idea. It's a dream.
And I can go anywhere. You know, I can pull up to the Grand Canyon. Hey, I'm going to sleep here tonight.
If the federal government allows it.
Coming up next, three things to know today.
Three things to know today.
Powered by Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
Number one, Boeing came under fire yesterday at a Senate hearing. Oh, my goodness. One of the key witnesses was a Boeing engineer for years, and he's a whistleblower now. he's explaining one of the things he said was they are putting out defective airplanes. They said that.
Oh, that's
by the
way, everybody wants to hear.
Boeing did not have any witnesses yesterday, but at a briefing, I don't know, days ago, they said that they, they defended their standards for building planes. More to come from Washington from Boeing. Hmm. Number two, Starbucks set to do something about their noise problem. If you're not meeting dates for coffee there or doing business there because it's so loud, they're changing it to add acoustic foam and dampening panels throughout the ceiling in a lot of their new stores and 1,000 of the other stores.
Is it loud in Starbucks?
It's so loud that not only for customers, apparently baristas are having trouble hearing orders properly. So they're doing something about the noise.
Wow.
You'll hear a difference soon. And number three, Uber, this is so interesting, is out with their annual lost and found list of the things that get left behind in cars.
Mm-hmm.
A hair toupee, jar of oysters. These are the weird things. A WWE championship belt was left behind. And a live turtle. This was a pet. And usually, you know, the Uber drivers get the call and the, hey, can you please help me find my turtle?
You're in the know. Three things to know today.
Some help today picking out eyewear. Believe me, we know there are too many choices when you go, and the more you look at, the less you are certain about a pair.
Yeah, and I don't trust myself with them.
Mm. By eyewear, you mean glasses?
Yes.
Okay.
What else could I mean?
No, I'm just saying.
Glasses.
Yeah, okay.
I will also say.
Wait, what other kind of eyewear is there?
No, that's it. It was like one of those fancy George Carlin words.
Oh, it's
not. You know, we're picking out eyewear.
Okay, excuse me.
You mean glasses?
I love eyewear, but it's glasses.
Yeah.
Fine. You know what's funny about it? Now, you got me thinking, eyewear.
It is eyewear, because if you say glasses, people might think drinking glasses. If you're having trouble picking out glasses, and that's all you say in the sentence, that's what somebody's going to say. What do you mean, for my kitchen? See?
Thank you, Murphy. We'll stick with eyewear.
Yeah, I think eyewear is probably the more appropriate
term. I love eyewear because I feel I do have to have it. I either wear contacts or glasses every day. You guys know that. I can barely see you without help, Murphy. And so it's become a fashion thing for me, which is why I find it fun. And I think that a lot of us do. Isn't it funny that back in the day, growing up, I didn't want glasses. But I remember my brother got glasses when we were kids, and I felt for him because he didn't want to have them. But he had to have them to see.
Back then, you got one pair of glasses, and that's what you got until they broke.
Choices were so limited.
Either regular lenses or photo gray.
Yeah.
Which would turn automatically in the sun.
Didn't you have those, Murph?
Yeah, unfortunately.
I've seen some pictures.
And so some of us, that's because the school pictures were right after PE. We were outside.
That's the
worst.
And
I looked like Mr. Cool, you know.
Were your clothes stuck to you as well from sweating?
No, my hair looked all weird.
Yeah. Fifth grade picture, that's what mine is.
Sweat?
Yeah, sweat in a suit.
It's the worst. Anyway, look, So back to eyewear, and there are so many choices, and I'm so grateful. What should you know? Number one, before you go, it's okay to like something on someone else, some famous person or somebody you see at work.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean it'll work on you, because the best eyewear looks good for your face shape.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, you have a specific face shape. You should try on several things and get some help.
I think it's face shape and also skin tone and
hair,
too. It
is, color, right. And what colors you wear most often, all of that. So don't go with trends. Go with your face shape and get someone to help you like Murphy does. Now, they're going to say, these look great if they want to sell you a specific pair.
Right.
But you do need to, another trick is to take a picture of yourself in every pair that you think you like. Take a day and then go back after you've seen it for 24 hours.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your Hollywood Outsider, and next, Sam is the food dude.
I'll let you know where you can find Kevin Costner in your grocery store right now.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Brought to you by KFC.
The folks at Green Mountain, you know, the ones that give us K-Cups? They have partnered up with their good buddy Kevin Costner to bring us Kevin Costner coffee in the store now.
Okay.
Horizon Blend.
Okay.
After his new movie that's coming out.
Oh, Horizon is the name of the movie.
Uh-huh. Okay. See, and it's even got a little cowboy painted on the front there.
Is it supposed to be Kevin on the front?
It doesn't look anything like him.
Man, you put his face on the front and you'll sell more coffee.
I'd have to hear him.
Oh, the Horizon.
That's very much like Yellowstone looking to me.
Yeah.
But is Horizon that thing, that same kind of thing?
I mean, it's the old West story.
It's a Western movie.
It's a Western. It's going to be in like four parts or something like that.
Yeah.
Kevin Costner's coffee should be strong. I'm just going to say it. I hope it's a strong cup.
Like a real man, huh?
Yeah.
Taco Bell testing out some new drinks. Agua Refresca. And they're testing these out in Cali, and if it works there, they'll come everywhere. They're kind of their version of like the fruit drinks.
Nice.
That seems to be the trend right now.
Yes.
It's peach mango, dragon fruit berry, and strawberry passion fruit. The energy in these comes from green tea.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
You always have me at mango.
Lavender lemonade's making its way to Starbucks after it became viral on TikTok. If you remember Starbucks back in March, I think, they released a bunch of lavender drinks.
Yeah.
Well, one of them was not lavender lemonade. And TikTok,
which is a thing.
TikTok took over. It's like, just take the lemonade, put the lavender powder in it. And so now they've picked that up and said, oh, you know, our labs have come up with this great new.
Oh, right. That will be a big seller for summer. And it is a food trend.
That sounds so refreshing.
Uh-huh.
And how many times have you eaten your Wheaties and wished, you know, I sure wish there was protein in this. I wish I had a piece of chicken. Well,
or an egg.
Wheaties protein is now a thing on the shelves. It comes in two flavors, maple almond and this other one. Honey pecan.
Okay.
22 grams of protein in each one.
Woo.
Oh, each serving.
Each serving. Not each flake of cereal.
And hey, this is fun. Brand new at Subway, footlong dippers. They take that lavash bread that they use on their wraps.
Yeah.
And they put the stuff inside and they wrap it up real tight like a burrito.
Okay.
And then you heat it up and the cheese melts inside. You got ham and cheese. You got cheese and cheese and pepperoni and cheese.
So it's just it's a tight wrap.
Yeah, and it's a foot long, supposedly.
Okay.
Thank you, Food Dude. Coming up next, your Hollywood Outsider.
Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Brought to you by Dairy Queen.
Actress Christina Applegate. Ah, she means so much to us. The last time we really saw her do, you know, a role acting was in that Netflix show Dead to Me.
There is always a way out.
We've also seen her on the red carpet lately, and she's been honest about her health battles and struggles. Well, she revealed on a podcast this week that she turned down a role on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Seasons ago, years ago.
That doesn't seem like her.
Right. She said, I'm glad that they asked me. I understand. Yeah. It's, flattering. She said, but this would have been the most boring thing ever. She says, I'm dull because I'm antisocial. I don't go to dinner. I don't dress up to go to dinner. She says, I lay around in my sweatpants all the time if I'm not working. So
well, that would have been a new twist.
That's why she said no to it. I know. I kind of wish she would have done it just because to see her.
The one who doesn't participate.
In that sort. But she doesn't fit the mold of that, dress up, get in arguments, all that drama. Little Prince Harry news here. Not little Prince Harry, but small news from Prince Harry is that he's made it official. His country of residence is now the United States.
Oh.
It's according to housing records. And I guess the big question now is citizenship. Yes. Mm. Next. He once said that he wouldn't have a problem with it. It crossed his mind, but it's not something that he is busy with or worried about. We were mentioning about picking out eyewear, glasses, and how it's a brand new day because it's all about fashion and it's gorgeous. And I'm so glad. I mean, if you have to wear glasses anyway, you might as well love them and rock them.
I love it. I love people that are able to pull off the fashion statement ones too.
Right.
They're really bright, and that's just cool.
Not everyone can do it.
I don't think I could do that.
No.
And I mean, I don't really need glasses that badly, except for like driving. But you know.
Oh, that little unimportant detail.
Right. Oh yeah, really?
LASIK fixed all that for me. Honestly,
except sometimes when you're driving.
Okay. Yes, except
when I'm behind the wheel.
So I do want to give some actual tricks that we didn't get to about picking out eyewear.
Yeah.
Okay. Know your face shape and go online and do a little research. But once you get somewhere, the problem is there are 500 frames to choose from, and the more choices you have, sometimes your brain just goes, nope. I can't process
it. Some of them look so similar. It's like, how do I pick between this and that?
You pick about 4 to 6 and put in one of the trays, and then you sit down at the mirror is what you do. Pick your favorite 4 or 6, sit down with the tray, and start putting them on your face. But don't trust your memory. Take pictures of yourself in them and from the side, too.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you just take a
look
at yourself in the mirror in the front, or do you do action poses?
I don't do action. You know, like, it's not like a movie.
You say it looks in real life?
Yeah, turn around. Oh, yeah, I do look pretty good.
I just want to see it from the side and from the front. And what my mistake that I make most of the time, I like them big.
Yeah.
Just like earrings. I like them big. I put them on my face, and they're bigger than I think in real life. So you see it in the camera, and you're like, oh, they're eating my face. They're too big. So things like that. And take the pictures and think on it for 24 hours. We had said that. For women especially, I don't know if this matters to men, but for women, you're not supposed to let the top of the frame cover your eyebrows. You work hard to make your eyebrows look good. You get them waxed or whatever. They don't need to be so big that they're covering, because then you've lost your eyebrow, which is an important part of a face.
Okay.
And the last thing to remember is, and be honest with yourself, consider your lifestyle. Are you dressy most often? Are you wearing t-shirts and shorts all day every day? Are you busy, active?
Working outdoors,
that kind of
thing.
Do you need a rugged pair?
Yeah.
Be honest and don't fall victim to trends. Be honest about who you are and who you will be in these frames.